A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
There's a weird smell in here, a really, really weird smell. Is it like dog shit or something?
No, I don't know. Is it?
Can you get it?
No, it's.
I have a very sensitive nose now, so.
Did somebody stand on dog poo? There's nothing worse. Oh, I think I stood on dog shit on the way down the garden.
I fucking knew there was.
Jesus, Loretta. I think I did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Oh, no. Get out.
Tommy. No, that's a leaf. Tommy, give me a toothbrush.
A toothbrush?
Give me a toothbrush. I'm okay. And I'm okay here.
Yeah. Jeez. And I'm okay.
Jesus, yeah, Hector, it's travelling now.
Get out,
Hector. Welcome to the fucking Tommy Larita podcast.
I
don't have to.
Get out with
it.
With it. Put the shoes outside the door and come back in. I think so.
Yuck. Oh no, there's a bit here at the door. I nearly stepped out of my sock. Jesus, lads.
Clean it up and get it out.
Give me a baby wipe.
A baby wipe and toothbrushes. What's wrong with you?
We're in a shed at the bottom of the garden. A toothbrush, a baby wipe.
Take them shoes off.
I will, but I can't leave them outside because the dogs will chew them.
Leave them on the windowsill. They won't come near them.
Oh, yeah.
I can't put them on the
Archie won't go near them on the windowsill. He ate a full loaf of bread the other day.
Lovely old dog shite.
Oh, the smell of. Hector, will you look where you're going, will
you?
For God's sake. Oh, he's leaving the shoes in here.
No, leave the shoes on the windowsill outside, Hector.
I'll delete them,
though. He won't. If they do, it's no harm.
Put them on.
Even the dogs won't eat
the
them shoes.
The dogs out there.
The dogs won't eat them.
Can't have them in here.
The dogs won't eat
their own shit. My Adidas ZX750s are ruined.
You can't leave them in the here.
Yeah, go away. You see, there's 8 billion people in the world now. 8 billion. And do you know how many people should be in the world? 800,000. We have overextended ourselves. 10.
Not us personally. Well, I might have with 6.
Yeah.
Tommy Tiernan is the blame.
Are there changes? Do you think there are changes that you are going to have to make to your life because of the environment thing?
Well, they're talking about are we going to have to start reducing the number of children that are born now? So we have to be mindful of.
But Ireland probably isn't overpopulated.
Oh yes, Ireland is everywhere is overpopulated. In fact,
no, but is Ireland overpopulated?
No. Yes, the Western world here.
Ireland,
we are part of it.
Yeah, but
we're responsible.
Yeah, but hang on.
Well.
Is Ireland overpopulated?
Yes, a person that is born in, say, Outer Mongolia.
Yeah.
Is 300 times less of a problem to society and the world than we are.
I've been in Outer Mongolia, and I refute that statement.
Do you refuse it?
What I was going to say was, Larita, can you just leave a pause here for Hector to jump in and say,
I've been there.
Well, Hector,
so say it again.
You're the only person that refutes that.
Say about, give me the stat about Outer Mongolia.
I'm just saying, using that part of the world as an example.
Is less of a burden.
Yes, than we are, than someone like me or you or.
Is there not places like India and.
Yeah, India.
China. Although China's birth rate, I think, has collapsed.
That's because they.
The one. One baby thing.
Yeah. I think they've changed that now.
Ireland is now over 6 million people for the first time since pre-famine days. Am I right?
Yes.
Is it that much? 6 million?
It's nearly 6 million.
It's nearly 5.
Or over 5. But over 5 point something.
Yeah. But so then the other argument was, well, there was probably that many people, but so since famine, people went off.
They're all out in Sharq al-Sheikh or wherever it was, out southern Egypt. What is coming out of all this COP, whatever it's called, 97 or... COP 94. What is going to happen here? What is going to happen?
No, but I'm asking you, are the changes you're going to make,
well, I think,
to your life because of the climate thing? Like, for example, one of the things that Now, the problem is it does take a bit of reading and a bit of digging. But one of the things they're suggesting is that people should stop, really cut down the amount of travelling they're doing and flying.
Yes, of course, that's a big problem.
So it has entered my imagination. So I was supposed to go touring the States in April. Mm-hmm. I think to myself, well, can I really justify, do I need to fly to America? Do I need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
personal stuff like that and the type of car you drive. And I was thinking about public transport. Would it be okay to take the bus up to Dublin if I'm going to a gig? You know, all those kind of little major things. Changes.
Get an electric car.
Get an electric car, you know.
Are you seriously considering it?
I have a luxurious car and I do have to say I look forward to getting into it. And I look forward to the long drives. So, you know, say of a week where I drive to Belfast on the Thursday.
Mm.
And Galway to Belfast is a bit of a hooch. And I just know, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Mm.
You know, and then I know that driving from Belfast to Castlebar.
Yeah.
I kind of, okay, like, that's a nice drive. And I guess you can fool yourself into thinking, because you've been spoilt for so long in a fancy car, that, oh, geez, I couldn't do that in a model that wasn't as fancy. Mm. But of course you can.
Someone was telling me that they have one and they drove from Dublin to Mayo and it only cost €4 for a charge.
But what about the comfort? Is it still...
Yeah, the comfort's perfectly good. The cars are the high spec now.
Can you go fast in them?
Oh, the electric cars will fucking zip.
They're super fast.
Do they?
So there's a car at the minute, there's one that's like goes from 1 to 105 seconds or
but whoever does that, whoever goes from one, unless you're robbing a bank or something, delivering blood.
Yeah, but like this thing, I know, but it's just showing you that they are super fast. Obviously, you'll have to conserve your charge. If you were on a lower charge, you wouldn't be able to go as fast. But if you're fully charged and you've got a car that has the range to take you from...
See, the airline companies are all back on track.
Electric plants, that's what they're fucking
electric
there.
plug solar in plants.
Solar power solar plants.
Drop that
they're closer to
drop
the sun.
That extension. The problem is, you can think about, oh yeah, I'm going to Amsterdam for the weekend. I'm not going to fly. I'm going to get the bus up to Dublin. Then I'm going to get the boat across there. Then I'm going to get the train across there.
Oh,
and then
man, what a trip.
And it's going to cost you a lot more money than €55 return on one of them cheap airlines.
Yes.
The problem with it is the cheap availability of seats on airlines. Airline flights.
So maybe, but this thing of cheap flight is not something that we're entitled to. And it's also not something that we've always had.
No.
So in the 70s and 80s and 90s, it was a big deal to get a ticket to go to Amsterdam, you know?
You can go Dublin to Galway on a train for the same price you can fly Dublin to Amsterdam.
Yeah, but we're not entitled to the Dublin to Amsterdam cheap flight. It's a new thing. So the thing of adapting to the way it used to be before that, we can do that, no bother.
And we all have to take responsibility just because the flight is cheap. It doesn't mean we have to go on it.
I'm mad into this. If I can do it, I want to start rainwater harvesting. That's what I want to try and do. Capture the water. The water that has fallen in the west of Ireland.
Loads of people do that.
The last 6 weeks, but I want to get the system.
What do you want to do with it?
There's oceans of water falling.
Can you fucking clean your runners with it?
I want to use it on my garden during the summer. I want to have it my own water out the back so I'm not turning on the tap. Just using water from out of the tap again.
You have a big tank full of water.
Mm. Yeah, you have your own water. It's rainwater harvesting. Maybe then
does it go off?
Maybe then I can use the rainwater, fresh rainwater, and pump it in through the showers. So it could be a
smell, would it?
No.
Smell? Would you go away?
Would you be better off than...
Tommy, what do you want? County council water from the reservoir.
Where are you from?
Wicklow. So what's wrong with rainwater? What's wrong with...
I'm only asking you questions. I don't have answers.
He doesn't know.
So would you not be better off now just washing yourself in the rain when it's actually raining?
Just go outside and... Yeah, there was some...
Well, there was plenty of it last night.
Maybe the rain
would not be the crack now. It'd be in the nip in the back garden, just fucking standing there barefoot, butt naked. And
so what you could do is eat.
I had a neighbour years ago who used to wash yourself in the lake all the time. Go back, bring the shampoo, the fairy liquid.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wash her hair, wash her under her arms, under her breasticles, under her
legs. She eccentric?
Yeah, I suppose you could put her into that department.
Category.
Is she still alive?
She's not.
She's not.
She did not. She didn't have any running water.
There are islands that, if there's another degree or 2 degrees rise in temperatures, there are many islands around the world that are gone, and harbours and fishing villages, remote tribal fishing places that are gone. They're gone. They're going to be submerged in water, so we have to cop on fairly quick.
That's where they
so
have.
So okay, now you're saying that now, yeah. Buying the baby wipes, we have to cop on fairly quick. Yeah. Tell me,
that was just for a bloody nose.
Oh, doesn't matter what it's for.
You would never understand, Loretta. You have a little. You do understand, but Tommy,
I understand.
On the sideline when a lad is.
We got green
blood.
Products a couple of weeks ago. You could use some of them and stick them up their noses. Some sponges and.
Look, guys, mind your own house first, and then we look at the bigger picture.
Mind your own business.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying to you. Mind your own.
Yeah.
So we've a few questions for you. We've two avenues we want to explore, Hector.
Yeah.
First one
is fucking ecosystem here. Come on. Aiming ecosystem, yeah.
Have you ever thought of joining a political party?
Hector, you know, that's a bad attitude to have.
He's getting defensive.
Very defensive.
Here's the Minister for Defence.
here's the new ear to the ground presenter, Eamon.
Yeah,
how are
that's
you?
What we all need to start being
I'll
like
tell
that.
You, I'll tell you a really good one that I saw.
Yeah, when we get off the subject.
No, we won't.
No, we're
it's
not
the same thing.
Yet.
One of my favourite shows is Ear to the Ground. I used to love Duncan. Yes.
Donuts.
So Duncan, you remember Duncan?
Duncan didn't work on that. He worked on an Eco Eye, or he worked on
houses.
Duncan, Ear to the Ground, Eco Eye, they're all in the same genre. Duncan used to go, that's a lovely bit of chipboard you phased across there. Yeah. Yeah. And tell us what you're doing with the Rainmaster. So that was Duncan. But Ear to the Ground, they had a farmer last year. So maybe you don't know this, but I'm going to enlighten you anyway.
Oh.
When a cow.
If you'd be so good.
When a cow poos. Or a bullock, or a heifer. And that's the sound of the pat down onto the cow dung. And it's fresh.
Or a very big, unhealthy man.
What happens then about that cow dung? Come on, let's discuss the ecosystem of a cow dung.
The flies go on it.
What type of flies?
The shitty flies.
They're called dung bees.
Yeah.
They're all over the
different
world.
Different ones. And there's all sort of flies.
They're very, very important because they break down all the bad toxins in that and take away all the good stuff, and then they leave it and then it goes back into the soil.
So they break down all the bad toxins. What does that mean?
There's all this shit in cow shit that's methane. It's bad for the... They're all on about reducing the herd in this country because of the methane output.
That's to do with burps. That's cow burping. That's not cow farting.
It's cow poo. It's methane. Not,
it's cow burping.
Oh, there's gas in the
poo, Tommy. There's millions of poos.
The main thing is from burping.
Oh, God, here we go. Burping. Here's fucking Charlie fucking...
But they chew the cud so much.
Tommy, don't
Freddy Facts. Just call me Freddy Facts.
Don't go down here, Tommy.
It's from burping.
Right. Okay. So, but they'd be very good with chewing. So how come they would be burping? Because they've
cows
got four
have a double
stomachs.
Chew, four stomachs.
Yeah, that doesn't...
They don't use Rennie, Tommy. Cows don't look for Gaviscon.
What is your point?
Hang on a second. Shh. Welcome to the farm. And here's a cow burping. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You don't believe me?
Belching cows.
No, they do. But it's the gas. It's like it's so dangerous in a say, for instance, a slatted house.
Yes.
Full of gas.
Explain to him.
Dangerous,
you have millions
dangerous
of poos
gas.
In underneath.
Okay, explain to him now.
I don't know the answer.
Explain to him a slatted house. He thinks it's something to do with a roof and people touch.
Is it a bar in Tuam? Come here to me. Will you? Yeah. Will you get your gadget out there and just prove to Hector that it's actually methane from cow burps is less from their poo. It's less from their poo than it is from their burps.
All I want to talk about is the advantages
of
dung beetles.
No, you got a dung bee in your bonnet there about saying, what would you know?
So methane gas...
Listen to the oracle.
I'm glad Chagas is coming out
burps.
Here. Chagas is coming out finally in him. He's a Chagas man. His father's coming out in him now.
I got a text.
When cows burp, they release bursts of gas that are full of methane. A greenhouse gas that traps heat from the sun more than 20 times as efficiently as carbon dioxide.
Yes.
Now scientists are working out how to reduce the environmental footprint of these belching bovines. But they also do make it in their poos.
Tell me about the poo. Tell me about the poo. Tell me about how strong a cow's poo is.
Tell you about what?
How dangerous today the environment.
No, I didn't disagree with you. You just tried to slam dunk me out of the fucking game by laughing at my burp. Knowledge.
Cows are responsible for 40% of methane emissions globally.
Why are you throwing your arm up there, Hector? That's nothing to do whether it's from burps or from
poo.
Keep
listening to this.
No, that's it. That's
what
I'm saying.
We have to nail this.
I apologise. I didn't know about the burping.
Okay.
And I apologise.
It comes out both sides.
So this farmer is now encouraging the dung bee. He's growing dung bees. He's letting dung bees thrive on his land because he's not putting down pesticides. Oh, so he's not killing the dung bees. The dung bees are doing their job, and he's a more ecological friendly, eco-friendly grass, pasture land, cows, everything. So think about it. Let's think about that.
And there's a counter argument for that, though. There'll be a counter argument for it.
For dung bees?
No, there'll be a counter argument for what you're saying, because there'll be people saying, well, you know what, you put slurry out, it comes from the cows, it washes off, it goes into the, you know, that's the main. There's two sides of it. Obviously, I'm a farming woman and, you know, obviously you want to, like, you hate to think that the cows...
I was thinking when you swung in your fucking 7 Series into the front of the house.
Excuse me, mind your own business, I don't have a 7 Series.
There she is.
I'm a farming woman by trade, and I sit by
I don't get why that sentence has anything to do with
I'm a farming woman by trade.
Farmers drive tractors and drive big jeeps. So what's your point? You're such smart asses, and yet you can't back it up with anything. So go on, what are you slagging me about, Hector? Go on, tell me.
No, go on.
You're
not really a farming woman. You are half farming woman.
She's a farmer's daughter.
You're a farmer's daughter, yeah.
Right, and that's what's your point?
No, well, let's move on. It was just a funny piece there.
It wasn't funny at all, actually. You two big smart asses going around. I don't be talking about your cars.
If you come in and...
Yeah, you do.
I didn't come in at all, actually. So you didn't fucking see me coming into the house today, did you? And did I arrive in my car? No, I didn't. So,
did you arrive in
mind your own business.
Why'd you arrive in your Nissan Pajero?
Fucking assholes.
What's the point of your Hilux?
Yeah, that's funny. You wouldn't know how to drive a Hilux or a tractor.
I actually did drive a tractor on a hill in Donegal.
Well, that was a good place to drive it,
yeah.
Going down the hill.
And what I was shocked by was I thought it would be a very easy thing to do. But it's actually...
Well, it depends. Was it an old one?
It was the normal gearbox pedal...
Very hard.
...thing that you have in a car. It doesn't exist in a tractor. It's kind of like it's got two gearboxes or there's another thing you have to press or... It's quite difficult.
It's hard to actually move the stick first to second.
Anyway... We were talking about dung beetles.
Yes.
Yes. So go on.
And what were you saying about them?
No, but he's encouraging the dung beetles to do their job all the cow shit all over his farm. And it's fantastic. He's not using any more pesticides. They're cutting down all the bad stuff out of the dung. They're getting fed and they're going from cow pat to cow pat. And the farm is thriving in a far more environmentally safe way for the future of his farm.
So you're saying he collects the dung and uses that instead of manure, artificial manure to grow the grass.
And
is that what he does?
He had a whole half acre sectioned off
as slurry or
as dung, fresh cow pats, and there was almost like a breeding ground for the dung beetles.
But how does he use that to
so he scoops it up
his grass
and he then puts them all there all over his farm?
But the dung, how does that work?
They break down the dung,
yes,
in a certain area.
But how come he doesn't use pesticides?
He doesn't need to. He said these guys are doing the job. The great old dung beetle is doing the
job. But how does it make his grass grow?
The dung sure fertilises it. They're taking.
But so he has to put it out on it.
He puts it back out in it, but they've taken away the toxins. Very interesting. It was on Ear to the Ground, by the way.
Excellent.
Right. Okay.
I'm still feeling a level of sexual tension.
There's a little
in the room.
Bit of a little bit of tension now.
Smart asses.
what did we say? That was smart asses.
So, please, Larissa. You know everything about everything. Go on.
No, we don't.
Well, what's your next conversation about?
Well, I didn't want.
My next conversation is you have got your ridey nail varnish on today.
I don't. Nothing on that's any of your business. So what difference does it make to you that
I was talking to Hector?
No, it was you.
Oh, right. Okay.
And by the way, Tommy, it was you that said you swung in your BMW.
Yeah,
it was you, wasn't me.
Oh, no, but you just jumped in for the sake of it.
No, but I didn't jump in.
You did jump in.
I said it.
He said it.
I know you said it.
Don't face him.
You jumped in.
Face your chair around to him instead of facing it to me.
Why can I not face
him? No, don't look at me.
I read a small little piece about this couple in England that I found totally inspiring. They go on long walks.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just finished a 1,000 mile walk from Scotland back to their house in England. And I read stuff like that and I go, fuck, I'm not living. I'm not living. And I was driving home yesterday and here's more details about my fucking, my posh lifestyle. I got into the 7 Series with a fucking cigar, right?
On your own?
No.
Yeah.
Thankfully, nobody else had to.
So I was...
I can't understand the cigar smoke in the middle of the day.
You're like Jake and the Fat Man from years ago.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Soprano job.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And did anyone see you in a car with it?
They probably thought I was kind of one of them
tearing them with a cigar.
Big industry bastards.
No, you'd be sitting in the back seat if you
were. Cigars weren't for men in the 70s who owned factories out on the outskirts of town who made furniture.
Yeah.
And what?
But I was talking to Mark Maron, and he does the same thing. He just loves a cigar during the day. And I was talking to Arthur Miller. Remember Arthur Miller, who was married to Marilyn Monroe?
You were talking to him in the petrol station, was it? Yeah.
Where'd you meet him? Down at the Ballyhale match.
Where'd you meet him on the way back in Apple Green?
Where'd you meet him?
What is this?
Where'd you meet him?
Saturday morning vegetable market in Galway.
Jealousy, that's all it is.
Netflix, you were watching. You were talking to him on Netflix when you go away.
You see, he brings you in. I was talking.
You were watching him on. You were talking to him on YouTube with the headset on.
Arthur Miller.
He was talking and you were answering him back.
Shamie Miller, maybe, or Mickey Miller. Mickey Miller from Beliver, who was the chairperson of Beliver Hurling Club. Mickey Miller.
Name two Arthur Miller plays.
Nexus, Sexus and Plexus.
He's not a mathematician.
And The Merchant of Boston.
No.
Merchant of Boston.
So I was...
That's good.
I was talking to Arthur Miller and he said that he...
Where is he? Not dead with 100 years, Arthur Miller.
He died a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, he died in 1965.
Yeah, go on, Arthur Miller.
But he was still talking about... He used to, before he was dead, he used to like smoking a cigar while he was writing.
Right.
That there's something about the thing...
Sure, you do in here.
I do, yeah. And I know people who love a joint in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning, before they get going
at
all.
That's what they call wake and bake.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I love people who do that. I know people who just in the say a fella who's working in town or something, right? And he says, he was saying to me, there isn't a fierce amount of difference between the joint that he smokes and a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
he goes in and he does like
and functions.
Complicated manual labor. But he says he'll get up in the morning, have a cup of coffee, he'll roll a little joint, and he'll walk into town. And he'll puff away and then he'll go and do his day's work.
Uh-huh.
So for me, I'm not a dope smoker. So I just love the effect that a cigar has on me because I don't inhale.
Yeah, so how does it have an effect?
It's a smoky...
Because you don't take it in.
And it only lasts the amount of time that the cigar lasts for. So you might have something else that lasts. You get an hour of a buzz after you've taken the thing, or a joint might last you, 3 or 4 hours or something. I don't know. But a cup of coffee would last you an hour and a half maybe. But a cigar... They're all types of prices. Like you can get fine cigars for 3 or 4 quid, you know. There's a lovely just calm buzz in the smoke and the smell of it.
Would you not prefer to do that when you're not driving?
You picked the kids up from school with the cigar?
No, I was driving home from Dublin and I told you before, I love buzzes.
Not buses.
Buzzes.
Yeah, buzzes.
I'm mad for buzzes.
Right.
So first thing in the morning, coffee buzz. Then exercise buzz, then snoozy buzz.
And then a nighttime buzz.
And then there may be a ridey buzz. More coffee buzz.
A whiskey buzz.
Exercise buzz.
Exercise buzz.
Bicep buzz.
All those. I'm
You're a buzz.
I'm a buzz boy. I love them. Wherever way I'm wired. So I was driving from Dublin the other day and it's like a 2.5 hour drive and I was saying, okay, I love a cigar now. But as I was... driving out, the reason I'm saying this is that I got into this world of thought that only seemed possible when I was in the cigar, slightly stoned from the cigar. And it was after reading about this couple going on their long walks, and I was thinking, now I should take the kids out of school, shouldn't I? A day every fortnight, and just say to the three of them, you don't have to go to school today, but you have to come on a lot. You've a choice today. Either come on a long walk with me that'll last 4 or 5 hours, or else go to school. And they're saying, what do you mean, Daddy? And I say, we'll drive the car out as far as Uachtarard and we'll walk for 3 hours into the mountains and wild wet Connemara, and we'll have a bite to eat, and then we'll fucking walk back to the car. And we'll do that every fortnight, instead, one day a fortnight instead of going to school.
That's interesting.
And would that be...
I wonder what they choose.
It's an interesting concept. It is nice. It is. There's something nice about that.
You know, and to get...
And then they can go back to school the next day. And what have they missed, really?
Fucking fuck all.
And they have maybe learned
something. I hope I just don't end up talking about these things.
I know where you're coming from there. Yeah, it's the, like, why... It's not putting on the long fingers. Just are we doing enough? Are we fulfilling the day?
And also, the herd is galloping, right? Yeah. And we're in the middle of the herd and it's and it's demanding and it's stressful and it's what's the word I'm looking for? It begins with I. It's
incessant.
Yes, but this is more to do with fills your vitamins with a particular type of, fills your blood with a type of
dopamine.
What is it? What's the word? It begins with I. It's
insulin.
It's not like it's inspiring. It's invigorating. Thanks, Loretta. So it's invigorating. It's all those things, but it's the gallop. So the problem is that if you have a sense that where the herd is galloping is not where you want to go.
It's like a herd of buffaloes, isn't it? And one buffalo breaks away.
You know, are you repeating what I've said?
My no, I'm enjoying
give me the sound. Give me the sound of the herd again. Give me the sound of the herd again.
I've just said it, and he has to repeat it.
Yeah, but it's
buffaloes, for the early learners.
They're buffaloes, Tommy. Give me the herd again.
Yeah.
Give me the herd,
he's
Tommy.
He's putting it into, what would that be? How would you?
Pictures
it's like the ladybird version of
what he's doing. But no, he's doing
it's synopsis.
Buffaloes. Buffaloes.
And it's doing the picture.
Do the Tommy.
He's like throwing them Tommy, over here in the corner.
Do the herd again one more time, please, for us. Yes. And now keep going now.
Thank you.
Now I'm back in.
So, and the problem is that if you, something in you is going, I don't fucking trust this group dynamic, the momentum of thousands isn't something that I want to break. The effort it takes to break out of the herd is massive and you feel stupid and you're going, it's much easier, even though it's also very demanding, to go with the it takes a fucking, you almost have to grant yourself the, give yourself permission to be strange. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, fight against the instinct, yes, to go with the crowd.
Yes.
So that's what I think it happens to people a lot is, I want to take my kids out of school once every 10 days to fucking walk into Connemara or to, you know, do something with the natural world.
Yeah, I think it boils,
but it's much easier, yeah, just to get up, breakfast, school,
it
I'll pick you up,
down to time. Homework.
It boils down to finances as well. It boils down to people who are like basically living on the breadline, trying to keep going, trying to keep working, trying to keep their kids in school, trying to keep food on the table. That's just a they can't decide on Friday, oh, listen, I'm not going to work anymore. Or I'm just going to. So if you're in a position.
Okay, so if people are working Monday to Friday, they can't take the day off work.
Baby mothers and child minders. Yeah,
so, they can't do that. So, or if you're in a position where you've maybe retired and you don't have anyone relying on you, you're a single person or you're financially stable, whatever it is, that you can go and do things like that, then you can break away. And understand the people then who do break away sometimes just live in a cellular life and they make their own food and they make their own.
But I'm only talking about one day a week.
Yeah, so it's about use of time. We can all use the time better in that day when we think I've got no time to do anything.
They could do it on a Saturday.
No, they won't, because the kids don't have school on a Saturday.
It's just that breaking the rules for one day, saying, come on, you're not going to school today, lads.
Yeah, it has to be, you know, imagine if you said to your kid on a Saturday morning, we're getting up at 7:30 and we're driving to Uchtarard to go for a walk in the rain.
Dad, you're fool.
You're fool.
Yeah, get back in.
You're fool.
So what,
of
you
a
want
man.
To give them an incentive to get out of school too, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the thing, like we did camping years ago, and I brought them boys out to Littermore and they were like, oh, for God's sake, Dad, can we not camp in Silver Strand? And I drove nearly 2 hours out to Littermore, and then that night when they were in their tent, the fucking crack they had, camping under the stars, getting away from the norm. It's about just doing it.
Yeah.
Doing it and using your time. So the other day I was watching one of my favourite shows called Mastermind. Mm-hmm.
And now he's got a quiz
and
for us.
I fucking love Mastermind. Dun, 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 dun. And David O'Doherty was on it. It was a celebrity Mastermind.
Oh yeah.
And the brilliant, eternally funny David O'Doherty was on it. And all of these celebrities had. And now, first one came up, this lady came up and she was a journalist. And she goes, your chosen subject is the history of surfing. UK and Ireland. And I went, ooh, that perked up. And she was all on about Ireland and the great waves we have. Second lady came up and it was the history of, it was your one from Bucks Fizz. You got to leave it out.
Cheryl.
And her was Disney films from 1950 to 1975. This is the one with the Bucks Fizz.
Sure.
Then there was an actor from England it was all about a sitcom in America and it was called...
Seinfeld.
No,
Taxi.
No, not Friends. Go again.
Mork and Mindy.
No. Nanu Nanu. No. No, anyway, his show...
Well, we have to...
Oh, fuck
it. You were watching it.
I'm trying to remember everything.
It's a sitcom.
It's Mastermind. I can't remember everything.
It was a
sitcom. She got 20 questions on an American sitcom.
No, he had 20.
Was one called Paula or Nancy?
No, it was a better one.
Lucy.
It was
remember you won? Rhoda!
No, it was like called...
When was it?
It was like one word and it's very, very popular. Fucking brilliant.
Twin Pigs.
Sitcom, Rhoda.
It's one word.
It's not Taxi, it's not Friends.
No, it's more recent. And
Cheers.
No, not like
Dharma and Greg.
No, it's one word and it's one of those ones that's in the
Will
zeitgeist of people.
It's 3D Bang, what's that one called?
It's in the DNA of people and it says your chosen subject.
What's the 3D Bang one? Big Bang of the Moon.
Big Bang Theory.
No, it was like your chosen subject is boom.
And when you think of the sitcom, like, is it a family?
It's a real multi-layered entwined load of
families.
Oh, I know what it is. Modern Family.
No, it's one word.
Friends in an apartment.
Five.
Friends in an apartment.
Oh, please.
Party of five.
Can you Google this?
No, we can't Google it. Keep going.
You don't even tell us.
It's Mastermind.
Who was in it?
Can I get to the real good part of
no, this
story?
Is better.
This is way better. Who was in it?
Are they young white people?
Yes. And when he said it, I went, it wasn't like your one selling the ganja, what's her name, Parks, Recreation and Parks. It wasn't that one. It's one word.
Girls.
No. Come on. Think of the magnificent sitcoms that have come from
America. Okay, and what are you going to do while we were thinking of it?
Because I'm trying to keep the fucking story going here and you're just shouting out stupid random
names. But you only watched it this week. How could you not remember?
Do you see this?
Write it down? If
what
you
is the name of the sitcom, Hector?
Oh, shut it.
Would your kids have watched it?
How would I Google it,
Celebrity
though?
Mastermind, BBC last week.
No!
Famous American sitcoms.
No.
Famous American sitcoms. From 1990.
Jesus,
yeah?
Please, everyone. Just
Three and a Half Men.
It's supposed to be Mastermind here.
We will be. Three and a Half Men.
Who's in it?
No, we don't know that. Just famous American sitcoms.
Just go Celebrity Mastermind.
No, that would be too
far.
It'd be too mild.
Stop fucking giving one.
New Girl, Modern Family, How I Met Your Mother, It's Always Raining.
Roseanne.
The Office.
No, like Roseanne, but not that.
Superstore.
No.
Community, Friends, Family Guy, Seinfeld.
Easy. Hang on. Will you go easy?
American Dad, Wonder Vision, Two and a Half Men, The Golden Girls, Family Reunion, The Good Place,
Michael
Mom, Blackish, Scrubs.
Scrubs! Scrubs!
That's not a sitcom.
What is it?
That's
it
not
is,
a fucking...
It is.
It's a one-hour show, that
no,
is.
No, Scrubs is it. It's on all the time. There's a million episodes.
Okay. And it's not an apartment. It's a fucking hospital.
Hospital. And they're all wearing fucking blue outfits.
No, it's not Scrubs. Go on.
What?
Is it not?
I think it might be Scrubs. No, it's not Scrubs.
Jesus Christ.
Is it Scrubs? It might be Scrubs. I don't remember. I'm not interested in that. I was focusing on David O'Doherty because he had looked brilliant.
Simpsons,
he never changed a bit. And then I was waiting for David to come up and I was going...
What was his subject? Jazz or something?
Yeah,
like
I was just going...
Bicycles. The Tour de France, I bet you.
I was waiting for him to come up and I haven't seen him since the Kilkenny Festival a couple of years ago. He's fucking living in London. He's now writing huge best-selling kids' books.
Yes.
And he's just such a funny guy to look at. And he could sat up in the chair and he went, go easy on me. And your chosen subject, David O'Doherty, is, and you hit it in one.
Yeah.
The history of the Tour de France.
Mad for bicycles.
Mad for bikes and racers and bikes. And he goes, in 1962, boom, one. The Tour de France went through one of it's known as this. The mountain is known as this. It's 6,500 miles. They call it the mountain of the damned. What is it? Boom, boom, Le Col. In 1972, Freddie Merckx, it was fucking brilliant. Wow. So he only missed one in the first round.
Yes.
One.
What would your chosen subject be?
So... I said, David O'Doherty, and he got pipped at the line by your man, the actor, beat him by 1 point in Celebrity Mastermind. Mm. So tonight,
that
today,
was doing the sitcom.
So today, we're going to not, it's not prepared. You have,
no way. You can't.
Choose your subject. He asks the questions, or we'll ask the question, and we'll do.
Get a load of this now, because he left this practice for ages.
What's your chosen subject?
We're out of time.
Darts players from 1977. No, my chosen subject would be. Capital cities around the world.
Capital cities around the world.
Aha.
What is the capital of Zimbabwe?
No, I'll make it even, harder. I'll make it even harder for you. Mountains, rivers and capital cities in the planet.
On the planet.
On the planet. Go.
What is the capital of Bangladesh?
Dhaka. Dun, 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 dun. Come on.
Is it?
It is. Come on. It's Dhaka.
What's the capital of Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe's Harare.
What is the capital of Australia?
It's the other one down the road, Sydney. What's up for Canberra?
What is the capital of America?
Washington, D.C.
What is the capital of Canada?
Ottawa.
What is the capital
of... Oh, come on, you go deeper into the world. You're, it's like a geography.
What's the capital...
It's like a geography class in fifth class.
Of Qatar.
Qatar is Al-Shahua.
That's not even a meal.
Al-Shahua. It's Al
I didn't ask you who lives there.
Al-Shahua.
It's the capital of Belgium.
Belgium, Antwerp. Belgium, 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 Brussels.
Yeah. What is?
Why don't you go all exotic?
You're what like, is the capital of?
First year geography here, 1973.
Of the Philippines.
Manila.
What is the capital of Honduras?
Oh, you Honduras. Tegucigalpa.
What is the capital of Vietnam?
The Mekong Delta, da-da-da, Ho Chi Minh, and up into what is the capital?
We're out of time.
Pass.
What is the capital of
10 seconds.
Turkey.
Istanbul.
And finally,
dun,
what
dun.
Is the capital of... What is the capital...
I've started, so I've finished.
...of... What is the capital of the Dominican Republic?
Good
you
one.
Sneaky good little, one. You sneaky little Caribbean head in you. The Caribbean, the Dominican Republic, is San Jose de Cristobal.
That's the man that lives there.
And that's my time. And
that's phenomenal. Isn't that amazing?
So no, half it's not. Them are made I only made that
last. They sound good, but they are made last.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
So tonight, I'm with the king of 7 million people in the world. The king of the Roma gypsies invited me into his house and his land in a place called Sibiu in central Romania. And he is the supreme ruler of all Roma gypsies all over the world. So we parked outside about 6 in the evening and it was dusk and we were looking for the house. And then all of a sudden we saw a fleet of white Range Rovers. Fountains in a house.
Oh, the Kinans must have been there.
A temple of marble and activity. And I walked into this sliding door, opened this massive sliding door. There's a table there that King Henry V wouldn't have. You wouldn't have it in the Viking days. Hundreds of foot long, marble floors. A fake massive fire with a fake video of a fire in the fire.
Yes.
Mantelpiece was 20 foot tall. And it was the king's house. And his name is Darin Sioba. His brother died last year. And there was a fight.
Was his brother the ruler first?
Yeah, and he succeeded him. And he is the ruler.
There's no territory now. There's just, you're the king of a people rather
than... You're the king of a people, but this town is
okay, this,
the epicentre of the Roma gypsies. So Sibiu.
Do they all have to live under his rule?
He is the...
So even the ones that are here in Ireland?
Yeah, they would all be under his rule. Even every Roma gypsy around the world. And Roma gypsies are scattered all over America, all over Ireland, all
so
over
the UK.
So
what's their rules? Have they got any, like...
I'll tell you a scandalous thing that I heard.
Well...
I hope to be able to watch that.
So... You'll see me meeting this guy on the show tonight and we'll go into his house and he has a chain, the gold, and then he goes...
Don't tell us how to...
No, but I'll just say this to you. And he goes, you know, I'm not the only king. I'm not the only royal family member in this area. And I said, what do you mean? He said, there are other ruling monarchs from around the world who have moved into my world, my land. I said, what? He said, yes, Prince Charles has just bought a 1,500-acre Transylvanian estate just up the road.
What?
So we meet regularly for chats.
King Charles now.
He is King Charles, but when I filmed last winter, I said, what? Yes, King Charles is one of
Did
the
you believe
same
him?
Fella.
It's true. He's one of the biggest.
And what's he going to do there?
He's one of the biggest landowners
just
in Transylvania.
He wanted to buy it.
He has a massive estate in Romania, King Charles.
The fuck?
And then he goes to me.
Must be going, planning on taking it over.
And then he goes to me, but you're welcome. We heard you were in the area and we knew you were coming. You're welcome to meet my people. And after that, the next day, I went into a town of Roma gypsies.
And one, just Roma gypsies?
One street. 700 members of the same family, all, let's just say, intertwined. And you will never see anything like it. We got access all areas into their world and the world of Roma gypsies.
I had a bad experience with them myself.
What happened, Rita?
Where with was me that? And the Roma gypsies.
Yeah. What happened?
So they were robbing a shop.
This is the day to get the story out of her now, because she is not in good form from the get-go. So she will just, this will be full of venom. Listen.
They were stealing a shop.
What's taken on a
wheel?
They were stealing a shop.
No, they were, well, they were robbing the shop. Right. So I was getting diesel at the same shop, and there was a car there. And the boot, I thought, this is really weird. The boot's opened, and there was a big rope hanging out of the boot, right? And I was like, God, that's a bit weird. And then the lights were off in the shop, and I was like, God, this is all very suspicious. And I needed the diesel tank to be turned on. So I was like, hello. So they were like, oh my God, robbing the shop, about four fellas and two women in the shop.
A small country shop.
Clearing it out, right? The driver was still in the car, but I couldn't get the registration number because the
boot was up.
And there was a big rope on it. So anyway.
You were in the front of the car, no?
No, because I was.
How did you know they were Romanian?
I didn't at the time, but when I went into the shop, I did. Okay. So then they all came out and they had loads of stuff. And
what kind of stuff were they robbing?
Just like everything that was in the shop, and then they were getting money from the counter, and they like got the young girl behind
the
counter.
So like sweets and disinfectant and
yeah, and bread and bread. No, but they were stealing all the money and cigarettes and like.
What time of the night was this at?
It was in the middle of the day. So anyway, they drove back the road where I was from, and I rang
the main road.
Yeah, I rang my mother and I said, "Get out onto the road. There's a car. I'm following it. Get out onto the road and get the registration of the car," because they drove back the road with me following them. And
did they know you were following them?
You were doing your
job. I was like, "Excuse me, ring the guards." Blah blah blah. So
you were telling them to ring the guards.
No, I was telling people.
They robbed your local shop.
So they were running out, and I
went. We got the Cornettos that time.
Yeah, and I went.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and I went out after them. Right. So they drove back the road, jumped into the boot of the car, left the.
How do you mean they jumped into the boot of the car?
Yeah, they jumped in where the boot was open.
You don't
get in the
bag. You jump in the boot. It's quicker.
It was like one of those estate cars, so they could just.
Okay,
don't delay.
So they jumped into the boot, right? They left the boot opened. The rope was on it, so they wouldn't pull it down.
That was why the rope was there.
Yeah, so they
were in broad daylight.
They were flying back the road like really fast, and I was driving after them, right? And all I wanted to do was
poor mother.
All I wanted to do was get their registration number. So anyway, she came out on the road, got the reg. And
how the fuck did your mother get the reg? Because she had binoculars.
She saw them coming. I was telling her she was coming. They were coming back the road. She's out there. So then they swerved to try and hit her, right?
What the fuck? This is mental. Yeah. Steve McQueen.
I know. And so
what did you do? Dram the car between your mother
and
them? No,
they were still going really fast. They were way ahead of me. So they
Do they know where they were going?
No, they just drove on.
Because there's nothing down that road.
Yeah.
Had you rang the cops at this stage?
So somebody else rang the cops. The people in the shop had rang the cops.
Jesus.
So I was keeping up the fucking, I'm following you guys. You're not getting away with stealing our shop in Knockmore. Who the fuck do you think you are? I got back the road. Then, as I was getting really close to them,
they jammed
on the brake.
Just for people to know, this isn't.
It's not a side road. It'd be called a regional road.
Like it's one of the R951 or something. Yeah, this isn't a big,
main road.
Hard shoulder.
No, there's no lines on the road.
Was your heart thumping? Were you buzzing?
My sister
here?
Was with me, don't forget.
Class. What were you saying to each other?
So, like, we weren't saying anything. So my mother then got a fright.
Get the Glock.
They nearly ran into her. Then we're for about another half a mile back the road. They jam on the brakes. Had to jam on the brakes.
Oh no,
right?
They're going
to
come round.
They fucking opened the boot again and they all jumped out, right? And they had like a big rock. One of the fellas had a big rock with them, like the bigger than your hand, like. And he's holding it up at the windscreen. He's like, "I'm going to break this windscreen. How do you think you are?"
You're very good at the accents.
Yeah, I know.
We don't know exactly where they're from yet.
So I said, "You get out of my way. I am in a rush and you're delaying me. I am not following you.
Oh, so you were pretending now that you weren't following
them. Yeah, you weren't following them.
Well, I was getting a bit worried then because he was going to beat me up with the rock, like he was going to break the windows. So I said, the guards are coming after you, so you better just be careful of what you're doing. So then they just jumped into the car and they sped
off. Jesus, Larry, you were very brave.
So then I turned around because I had the registration of the car and happy to report that they were later picked up in another town in Mayo stealing more stuff, and they had actually come from Maynooth in Kildare, and that's where they were based, and they were stealing all local shops in the area. So thankfully to me and my sister's quick wit.
Imagine if you said to your sister, what have we got?
Did you ever get into a high speed chase with anyone?
No, but did you afterwards were you thinking, what was I thinking?
Yeah, but you sort of.
Is it the adrenaline of the moment?
Yeah, you do. But they were robbing your local shop. That's awful. Like, they're going to get away. And they obviously had. They'd rob loads of shops. And as it turns out, one of the women that was in the car had like a 3-month-old left at home. And there was all.
Was anyone hurt in the local shop, right? No.
Nobody was hurt.
What did they use to rob the shop apart from their arms? Like, did they use. Did they have a gun?
They had sticks and stuff. They didn't really have.
They got masks.
Knives and sticks.
Had they got masks?
No masks. And like, I mean, they'd be very. You know, there might be hard to, you know, do a photo fit of them or whatever. Well, probably not. But if you actually had time to spend looking into their faces, I didn't get that much time. I was just frightened by it.
How long ago was this?
It's probably about 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen, for the podcast this week. We really, really, really say thank you wherever you download the podcast, if it's around this country or in any other countries around the world where you're listening to the Tommy Hector and Loretta Show for the first time. Go to Mila Mila Maga. Thank you.
Don't forget, if you do like what you hear or if you want to check out what we do on a Monday on our special members podcast, you can go to thlpod.com and you can sign up there to become a member. Here's a quick taste of what to expect from our Acast Plus members only episode. It's out every Monday.
What is that old document you have there?
I've loads of old documents.
And the glasses.
Where did you get those fucking...
He had them the last time.
Recently divorced women's glasses.
They've all the long legs.
Look at the...
Have you an extra long head or something? You need them so that long. The fucking things are wider than the microphone.
I can't see a fucking thing in these jokes. But
what, your eyes closed.
When I look at, I can't see you now.
Did you find them in a cafe on the prom? After the women's swimming group. See, you
it was left behind.
All the open sea swimmers. Yeah, I can't see
they are old.
I can't see a thing now.
Are you wearing them in tribute to your mother? Like, what are you doing?
They're bad, Hector.
But no, but when I look down after this...
It doesn't matter.
What are you wearing at them then?
Look at him.
He's like... But his eyes are closed.
He's like the fellow in Signs of the Lambs used to make the dress of a fat young one's backs. Do you remember him? It's like him as if he'd never been caught. And his eyesight is gone. He's gone into the shop looking for fucking Elwood's glasses.
They're going to get sick.
Oh, Hector, they are fucking awful.
Yeah, but they're green.
It doesn't matter.
Why the hell does that
matter? They're a funky green colour.
No, Hector,
yeah, but
they're
it's
not.
So funny because now I can't see anything in the room.
Why have
it's all
you
like
got
3D.
Them on?
It's all like a spaceship.
But take
and
them
then
off.
When I look at the writing, it goes, yes. So here,
I love the way he said that, but they're funky green.
Is he a man or a woman? I don't know anymore. Look at the length of the body.
Why are they so long? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but look at that funky green. Does it not maybe look like a university lecturer?
Hector's got an extraordinary large area from his eye to his ear.
It makes you look like a widow. Doesn't that make you look like
a widow? What the fuck does that look like?
Look at the widow wanky.
They are absolutely.
The widow wanky.
Hector, they're absolute. They look like
something are they hideous?
In a joke shop.
I have to get proper glasses. I met a lady.
If you wore them round Tuam, there'd be people going home swearing they saw the ghost of your mother walking the streets.
They are awful, like.
Put them on there.
I'm not going near
anyone with them.
Put them on there till I see them on somebody else.
But why are they?
Because then I'll really know if they're hideous.
The length of them.
Look at the spongs of them.
They're back. They actually wrap around my head. They're that long. They're absolutely gaffly. I can see the green from outside.
What does the reason look like? She just looks like a primary school teacher.
Bag.
She looks like a geography teacher.
But these are ghastly. You can see the green rims outside. Like you're not. Oh my god, they are.
Did you get them for nothing off your friend, the optometrist?
I got 4 or 5 pairs for nothing
when
I did.
Of course you did. Yeah, these are the ones we couldn't sell. We hope you enjoyed that taste of our members only episode. To find out more, head to www.thlpod.com/members-only.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.